Hey guys, it's Wednesday, and we're jumping into a new book of the Bible, the book of 1 Corinthians. Starting with chapter 1, I want to tell you a little bit about this book of the Bible and the people it was written to. The Corinthians were people from Corinth, which was a thriving city, from a secular standpoint at least, but morally, Corinthians were bankrupt people. This is in Greece, if you're somebody who's familiar with geography. Modern-day Greece is where it was. And so Paul wrote this first letter in about 54 or 55 AD. So if Jesus was resurrected about 29 AD, about 25 years after Jesus had left the earth. And Paul wrote this first letter to the Corinthians to address several things. Particularly, he addressed in this book problems that he had heard about in the Corinthian church. So some of those issues were divisions in the church, spiritual arrogance, elitism, arguments about spiritual gifts, sexual immorality, challenges to Paul's authority. There were theological arguments and sinful practices and worship services, and just Paul talking about what appropriate Christian behavior is. Sounds fun, huh? Unfortunately, churches all over still struggle with a lot of these things. And I'll take this opportunity to say only by the grace of God, Celebration Community Church is healthier than ever. And I'm so grateful for the unity and the health of our church. So this book has so much practical advice and direction for Christians and Christian churches, you know, almost 2,000 years after it was written. So today in chapter 1, it starts with Paul thanking God for this church in Corinth. And Paul does this often. He starts out with thanksgiving, but then quickly he gets right down to business, essentially saying, "This is what I'm hearing." You'll notice today in verses 10 to 17, Paul is reminding this divided church that we are not to follow pastors, we're to follow God. And pastors fail and pastors fall, and people were arguing about who they should follow. And Paul was one of them that they were arguing about, but Paul kind of puts them in their place and lets them know that they're to follow God. Verses 18 to the end of this chapter, 18 to 31, I think will be super encouraging to you. I know it was to me, because it reminds us that Jesus came for the ordinary. And I just want to read a few of these verses. I want to read 26 to 31 for you. You might close your eyes, not if you're driving, but close your eyes and listen to these words, and these words ring so true. Brothers, and we can say sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts boast in the Lord. And that is Paul quoting a verse from Isaiah there. So I hope that's encouraging to you today. I know it is for me. There were obviously issues. We'll be talking about wisdom and divisions in the church tomorrow. But for now, enjoy this chapter as you jump into this book of 1 Corinthians.